This is the UCLA Mindful Weekly Meditation, recorded at the Hammer Museum. Each week, Diana Winston, Dr. Allison Pimentel, or one of the UCLA Mindful teachers, leads a 30-minute guided session offering a variety of themes and practices to cultivate self-awareness, emotion regulation, and increased well-being. Thanks for joining us.
Hello, everybody. Welcome. Welcome to our Thursday Mindful Awareness Meditation. I'm Diana Winston, and I am the director of UCLA Mindful, the Mindfulness Education Center of UCLA Health. I want to welcome the people who I can't see, but there's, well, we know, hundreds of people right now live streaming what is happening in here. So I just want to welcome you, all of you, and the people who are seated in the room. Welcome. We come here together to practice mindfulness, and mindfulness I like to define as paying attention to our present moment experiences with openness, curiosity, and a willingness to be with that experience. So it's really about how can we come into the present moment here and now, not lost in the past, not lost in the future, but here in this present moment. And when we can do that, there's often a sense of relief, ease, peace, and many other lovely qualities that come. Now, embedded in the definition of mindfulness is kindness. So I sometimes call it willingness to be with what's here, but it's really this kind of kind approach to our experience. So that can show up when we meditate in a lot of different ways. It's just that when we meet our experience, and we'll be starting with noticing our breathing, and we notice our breathing, but with kindness. We're not going, oh, you can't pay attention to the breath. You're a terrible meditator. We're not sitting there yelling at ourselves in our head. We're bringing an attitude of kindness, that we're willing to show up for whatever it is that is inside our body and mind that we're getting to pay attention to. So there's a really strong sense of kindness, compassion, ease, and it's both an outcome of the practice, and it's also embedded in the meditation practice. And people who practice mindfulness over time report higher levels of kindness, particularly to themselves. Then there's a secondary practice where you develop kindness itself. And we'll be doing both of these today. We'll be doing mindfulness and we'll be doing kindness practices. And kindness is it's a complementary practice. Like I said, it's an outcome. It's embedded in it. And you can directly try to cultivate it. So we'll be using words and phrases and images and memories, and I'll be having you kind of conjure up a feeling of kindness, and then we'll be sending it out in various ways. One thing to know when you do the kindness practice is sometimes you don't always feel kindness. So you're really trying to feel it. Oh, may I be happy? May you be happy? But instead, you're irritated or annoyed or nothing's happening. If that's happening for you, you're not doing anything wrong. It's very normal that that happens. And so it's like you plant seeds, and we don't know when the seeds will flower. So it's an interesting practice of sort of setting the intention of the mind towards kindness and seeing what happens. Okay? So let's settle back and begin our meditation, and you can have your feet on the floor and your back upright, but not too rigid or tight. If you're practicing at home, find the posture that's going to work for you, and that could include lying down if needed. Maybe you're sitting cross-legged, maybe you're on a chair, couch. Hands resting wherever they're comfortable. They could be on your lap, on your knees, on the arms of the chair. And your eyes can be closed, but if that doesn't work for you, you can leave them open with a soft downward gaze. And let's take a few deeper, longer, slower breaths. As we take these deep breaths, allow yourself to come more fully into the present moment, letting go of whatever came before. We don't know what's coming next. All we have is right here, this present moment. So with each breath, an invitation to come more fully to this moment. And now let's bring our attention to our feet on the ground, noticing your feet or the base of your body touching the ground. What do you notice? There's tingling, warmth, heaviness, lightness. Maybe one foot feels different than the other. Notice socks, shoes, sensations. Since we're practicing kindness today, just for fun, if you were to not only notice what's happening when I invite you to notice a part of your body, but also bring a little kindness. What would it mean to bring kindness to your feet? Maybe they want to move a little bit, wiggle. That would feel kind. And then move your attention through your legs up to your thighs, feeling the weight of your body against the chair. Heaviness, pressure. What do you notice there? Maybe offer a little appreciation towards your legs that have carried you here, that have incredible abilities to walk and run and do all sorts of things for most people. Yeah, just to notice. Notice you're seated, the pelvis on the chair. How about your back up against the chair? How do you feel? What do you feel? Hardness, softness, warmth. Offer your back some kindness. A lot of us have back issues, and these practices don't solve our physical complaints, but they can bring some kindness and care, softening, breathing, especially if there is any discomfort or pain, breathing into that area. And sometimes appreciation does arise when I mention these parts of our body, but don't force anything, just notice. Notice your stomach area. Is your stomach tense or tight? See if you can allow it to soften. Taking a breath. Kindness towards your belly. If that feels possible. And this, when I say kindness, just whatever comes to mind. You know, you might just have an appreciation for it, or maybe you don't, and that's okay too. So just to notice what's here, coming to your hands, letting your hands be soft, feeling the tingling, vibration, warmth. Your hands are quite miraculous, all that they can do, writing and building. There's so much can happens through our hands, and so maybe a little appreciation. As I mentioned, the body parts, if something kind would be to slightly move or stretch that area, you can do that. Up through your arms and shoulders, letting your shoulders be soft. Upper torso soft. Bring some kindness to your neck, and that might mean some movement. And we can even touch, so neck and shoulders, if you want to put your, just give yourself a little self-massage for a moment, if that would feel good. Both sides. And breathe. And lastly, noticing your face and facial muscles soft. Kindness, appreciation. And notice your whole body present here in this very moment. All sorts of things may be happening simultaneously, different sensations, and we can be aware of it all. So let's turn our attention to sounds around us, sounds in the room. Letting the sounds come and go. Is there such a thing as listening kindly? I don't know, but you can see if that's possible. Not getting lost in the stories about what you're hearing, just listening. And then dropping your attention back into your body. Where do you feel your breath moving through your body? Your abdomen rising and falling. Expanding and contracting with a natural breath. Or your chest rising and falling. Also expanding and contracting. Or the air moving through your nose. At the tip of your nose, you might notice temperature changes, slight vibration, movement. So for the next part of the meditation, we're going to focus on one thing, kindly, finding your breath in the spot you've chosen. So choose either the abdomen, chest, or nose, or if you liked listening to sounds, you can go back to that. Choose whichever is the clearest or the easiest, and they all work equally well. So if you can't decide, just choose something. And now we're going to kindly notice breath after breath or sound after sound. And when your attention wanders away, so you might be with a breath or two or a sound or two, and then somehow you're lost in thought, thinking, planning, remembering, imagining. Notice you're lost in thought. You can say thinking softly in your mind and then come back to your focus, the breath or the sound. And you just keep coming back again and again. So with our breath, we get lost in thought. We notice it, thinking, and then come back. So I'm going to stop talking, but just a reminder, bring kindness in, whatever that means. In other words, if your mind goes off, don't you judge yourself or yell at yourself in your mind. Just come back. Bring this attitude of kindness. So we'll be silent for a bit, and then we'll do some more kindness practice. as we continue meditating, we're going to shift to the kindness practice. So make sure you're comfortable. It's hard to send kindness out to anyone if you're not feeling comfortable. And let's start by bringing to mind somebody you love. Somebody, when you think of them, you get happy. This could be a family member, a child, a relative. It could be a best friend, a teacher, someone you admire if you don't have someone you think of that you know so well, but someone you really admire. And dogs and cats and other animals work great. So bring someone to mind that you want to send kindness to. And as you bring them to mind, have a sense of them here with you. Where would they be? Might they be next to you? If they're an animal, maybe on your lap, or a child behind you. And take a moment to reflect on the things that you love about them or admire about them. Things that make you happy when you think of them. And as you contemplate what you enjoy about them, notice what happens inside you. You might have a feeling of warmth, smile to your lips. Maybe you feel a little giddy or happy. Just notice what happens inside you. And now we're going to use some words to continue to grow this feeling and to pervade this feeling. And as I say these words, you can repeat them after me in your mind. But you can also use your own words. So we might say, may you be safe and protected. So we're sending out safety and protection to this loved one. You might imagine them feeling safe and protected. May you be happy and peaceful. Have a sense of them happy, peaceful. May you be healthy and strong. Imagine that for them. Or imagine sending it out to them. May you be at ease. May you be at ease. Imagine sending them ease so that affects them. They're easeful. Is there something else you want to wish to this person or animal? Say that now. And as you say these words and imagine this, you might notice what you're feeling inside. Is there a sense of warmth or expansiveness or that kindness? Is it growing? And it may or may not. Just notice what's here. And there may be that you start to have images, or maybe you imagine color or light, or there's a memory. So let all of that come. This practice is different than the first one we did. We're really inviting in this quality of kindness, whatever it brings, and your creativity is welcome. May you be safe and protected. May you be happy and peaceful. May you be free from stress and anxiety. So you can mix up the words. May you have joy and ease. And breathe, sending these words out, noticing what it feels like inside you to send them. And now imagine that this person or animal turns around and sends it back to you. See if you can receive it. So they'll say to you, may you be safe and protected. May you be happy and peaceful. May you be healthy and strong. May you be at ease. And breathe and take in their kindness. Is it possible to receive their kindness? It isn't always easy to do, but see if you can. See if you can take it in. And if you're feeling the kindness, notice what that feels like. If it's not kindness here, notice what is here. You can say, for whatever it is I'm feeling right now, may I hold this too with awareness and care. Breathe. And you might play with a kind of like circular breathing, where as you breathe in, you breathe in kindness from them. As you breathe out, you breathe the kindness back out. And you can say, may we be safe and protected. May we be happy and peaceful. May we be healthy and strong. May we be at ease. Is there something else you want to wish for both of you? Do it now. And now notice where you would like to send kindness to. So at this point, we can send kindness to anyone and anything. So imagine sending kindness out in different directions. Maybe you want to send it to family members, maybe your work colleagues, maybe you want to send it to the people in this room or all the people meditating right now. Maybe you want to send it to your children, maybe you want to send it to people all around the world. Maybe there's a place in the world you want to send kindness to, especially during these times that so profoundly need our kindness. So let your imagination go. Just be creative and imagine kindness coming from your heart. And it could be like a sunburst. It could be colorful, like a gem or rainbow. You know, anyone. You play with it. It's you, your imagination. Just imagine it going out to whoever you want. And as the kindness goes out from your own heart, it touches them and it transforms them. And you can use words if you want in your mind, saying, may you be happy. May everyone be happy. May everyone be peaceful. May everyone be safe and protected. May we all be at ease. And as the words go out and as the images and as the feeling spreads out, if you want to just sending out those words and words that really speak to you, like, may there be peace on this planet. May there be healing and reconciliation. May there be freedom from suffering. Whatever you're drawn to, just letting the heart be open as much as feels comfortable. You can know what feels right for you. Maybe you want to sort of go towards a specific place or population or person, or maybe you're still with your family and there's no right or wrong. Just let the kindness flow. And even if you're not sure, am I really feeling this? I don't know. Just say, let's say you are. Let's just let it be here, whatever it is. And if you want to expand it galactically, you can, deep into the oceans, throughout the planet, as far as you can imagine. And just have fun with it. And now come back, when it's expanded as far as you can, let's just come back to ourselves right here and now. And notice what you're feeling. If there is kindness here, really let it be here. Enjoy it. If something else is here, you can say, for whatever it is I'm feeling right now, may I hold this too with kindness and awareness. Letting yourself be exactly where you are. So let's take a breath. Feel your feet on the ground. And then when you're ready, you can open your eyes or end the meditation. Thank you, everyone, for your practice today and for giving this particular practice a try. We need some kindness. I think we're in a kindness deficit at the moment, you might say. We need a lot more kindness in this world. So I'm Diana Winston. Our center is UCLA Mindful. I think there might be flyers when you exit on the right. I forgot to check, but you can just always go to our website. We have upcoming classes and programs and get on our mailing list. And we also have the UCLA Mindful app called UCLA Mindful, free in all the app stores. And it has every meditation we do in here and hundreds more. So it's a great resource for learning mindfulness if you want to go in deeper. I will be in the hallway at the inn a little bit if you have any questions, or outside the doors. And otherwise, I won't be here next week, but I'll see you. I'll be here for most of August. Okay. Thanks so much, everyone.
Thanks for listening to the UCLA Mindful Weekly Meditation from the Hammer Museum. For more information about our classes, workshops, and retreats, please visit uclahealth.org/UCLA Mindful. Join us each week for a new session on mindfulness.